Welcome to the Bee Hoo Poo broadcast.
Design and purpose. I would like to talk to you about design and purpose. One day, the master craftsman decided to design some common tools. Tools that would be used in the ongoing maintenance and jobs of the home. One set of tools would be used in the nourishment and feeding of the household. These would be called cookware and diningware. These tools would assist the person in preparing and cooking nutritious meals. Preparing and cooking nutritious meals. And the safe intake of dinners that were prepared using the cookware. Another set of tools would be used in the building and maintenance of the household. These tools would assist the person in building the house and making all the items needed to have a fully functional house that was furnished, comfortable, and safe to live in. Each of these tools were in the mind of the master craftsman before they were ever designed or made. The master craftsman knew the purpose and design for each of the tools. The master craftsman knew the purpose and design for each of the tools. He decided to make his vision and purpose of the tools come into reality. He transferred his vision and purpose for the tools to paper and designed each of the tools with meticulous thought as he drew each of the tools. Each tool had a unique design to be used for a specific purpose. Some would be used with other tools, and sometimes they would be used alone, depending on the need of the device. Once each of the designs were completed, the master craftsman inspected each of the drawings. This was necessary to ensure his vision was fully reflected in the drawing, so that when they were fashioned, there would be no room for error. Nothing would be left to any other details by those who would assist in the making of the tools. Now it was time to bring into reality the vision and meticulous design of the master craftsman. Each of the tools were not only created by the master craftsman. The form, function, strength, metals, and materials each would be made of were determined in his vision and identified in his design drawings. Some of the tools would be the same as other tools. Some would be similar with slight changes. Some would be thicker or longer or having various curves or bends to complete their design. These items would be in the same group, but having slightly different purposes. Others would be individually different with no similarity to other tools, they would be unique due to their purpose. Although they would be part of the same group, they would be separate in use. This was already in the mind and vision of the master craftsman before their design or creation. Only the expert craftsman knew the purpose of the tool from the beginning. The vision and plan was completed, and the purpose for each instrument were established. And it was time to make the device using the materials determined by the designer. At the appointed time, each tool was assembled and once again inspected to ensure that they matched the existing outlines and items ordained. After the completion of each fabrication, each tool was given its title and the name of the tool, or the tool, was the identification of its purpose. And because most of the tools had different purposes, they had different given names. From the vision, purpose, design, and creation of the instrument, the master craftsman was involved to ensure no changes were made in their design or fabrication to alter its purpose. Scripture states that man was meticulously and wonderfully made. Psalms 139, verse 13 and 14. We are the vision, creation, and craftsmanship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For it is written, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Now we have the tools that were fabricated, with their primary purpose woven into their given names and confirmed in their unique design. I'm not going to bore you with the names of all the cooking or carpentry tools. It would take up too much time and get us off course to the purpose of the broadcast. So let me choose two tools, one from each major group, to explain design and purpose. I bring to the stage the butter knife and the flathead screwdriver. We already have knowledge that the butter knife is used for slicing and spreading butter. Its purpose is identified in the name of the instrument. We also know this screwdriver is used for driving screws into pre-made holes to secure items to wood or metal, and its name confirms its use. Each were perfectly designed and made to accomplish their purpose. And when used correctly, by a knowledgeable, skilled worker, this is where design and intention are applied correctly. This completes the vision and goal of the master craftsman. The scripture also states in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I know the plans I have for you, to give you an expectation and a hope. The creator and maker of a thing. The creator and maker of a thing knows the purpose of a thing. Why? Because it was his vision and meticulous design that was used to create and make that which did not exist. Only the creator and maker of a thing can determine its true worth. And that value is never determined by outside influence. Within the marketplace that changes constantly, some things are worth more than they cost or are valued, and some things cost more than they are worth. The scripture also states in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, we are bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus, a cost we will not understand fully in this life, nor the value placed on us that required so great cost. Why? Because we do not know our worth. That was determined by the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, if you're looking at the world and the world systems to give you your value, it will always fall extremely short in its estimations. Let's continue. There was a person in the house who noticed that there was a loose screw in an item, and that if left unattended, it would become a safety hazard and cause damage to the items and possibly injury to someone in the house. It was not secure, and so the design of the thing required that the screws be tightly secured into the object. Well, this individual was, let's say, lazy at best. Having the knowledge of what to do and understanding of what tools were needed to correct the safety hazard, This job required a flathead screwdriver to properly set the screws back into place. However, they did not want to go and get the toolbox and look for the proper tool. Nonetheless, they decided to go into the kitchen, which was closer, and find a butter knife. They were going to substitute one tool not designed to fulfill the purpose of the screwdriver. How many times have we used something not designed as a substitute to fulfill the purpose of another item? I know some of you who listen are saying, well, it worked, and it probably did work. But ask yourself, if you used the correct tool, you most likely would have had better results and lasting outcomes based on design. I'm also sure that most of you ended up damaging the butter knife by scarring it, and maybe your hand was slightly bruised from the pressure you applied because of the handle design of the wrong tool. Most of us are substituting in our lives for various reasons and have settled to use things not designed to be used for the reasons we need them for. and damages have occurred. If we look at our lives, we will probably find many areas, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that design and purpose are not in alignment with the vision, design, or purpose God has for our lives. Remember, only the creator of a thing knows the true purpose of a thing. Your design and purpose is so important that it was never fully revealed to anyone on earth, including your parents or loved ones. Most of us have been derailed off our course so many times, we no longer have or can regain direction or control. If you are serious about knowing your design and purpose, you must seek your Creator and Maker. It is written, Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through Him. He is our co-creator and knows the vision, design, plan, and purpose for your life. This knowledge comes as you develop your intimate relationship with Him, as you learn who He is. He is. Jesus desires to be in your life. He will reveal these things to you. Part of our purpose is to develop an intimate relationship with our Creator, as it was in the beginning when man was first created and made. So, seek God first, and all other things will be revealed and added according to your design and purpose. Psalms chapter 139, verse 13 and 14. Give it a read. Design and purpose.
Joining our broadcast. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you like us, please share.